Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you're behind and you're trying to catch up, it can seem like you're half a nostril above water. You're just a little bit more and you're going under, right? But we ask, that's the time when we said, Lord, you didn't do this to us. We got our priorities off and we're asking you for mercy. Help us to get out of this. Help us to get caught up. Help us to get where we need to be. Well, I had to do some things he told me to do. Sold the car, sold the truck, quit spending money like we were doing. And then we asked him, Lord, we ask you for mercy to help us get caught up with these taxes and pay them and get ahead. Mercy. Somebody say mercy.
Mercy. Mercy.
I don't need justice. I'm getting justice. We blew our money, didn't pay our taxes like we should. Now we're in trouble. Just dumb. But we were young and dumb. And it was just a few months after that. I went to minister somewhere outside our state there, and Phyllis was with me. And after ministering, service went good. The pastor came by and we were walking across the parking lot back to the hotel. They were taking us back to the hotel. And he said, Keith, do you owe money on your taxes? Well, that's not something that you really just want to talk. And I'm his guest minister there, you know. And I said, well, yeah. He said, how much do you owe? I thought, I don't want to tell him that, you know. What was it? It was over $10,000. I said around $10,000. He kind of dropped his head. I thought, yeah, he's going to give me a lecture now about. And he looked up. He said, I owe some too. And the Lord dealt with me to sow a seed into you on mine. He said, I don't have it right now, but I'm going to send you $1,000 every month till this is paid for.
Praise God. Glory to God.
And he did.
Yeah, glory to God.
Every month in the mail. Here comes $1,000. Yeah. So when he come in, of course, we put it on it. Put it on it. Put it on it. And within and at the end of that year, this is less, just right around a year, we also owed another bill, debt for $5,000. And the people we owed that to right near the end of the year, they called us and said, you know, the Lord dealt with us to sow that to you. So forget about that. That's done. $15,000 within a few months. Somebody say, mercy, 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 mercy. Glory to God. Mercy. Thank you, Lord. Well, we've done better since then about those kind of things. But who of us hadn't made mistakes and then needed mercy? Well, that's what he's asking for. They're asking for mercy. Keep reading. They said, have mercy on us, verse 27. Verse 28, when he's coming to the house, the blind men came to him. You know, I'm glad they weren't easily discouraged and just quit because they didn't maybe get the response they wanted first time around. You have to be persistent. You have to stay after it. And so they just kept on following Jesus, and then they followed him into the house. And then he turns around and says, what? Do you believe I'm able to do this? To do what? They want their eyes open. And he asks them what?
Do you believe?
do you believe I'm able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. And that makes sense, because why else would they be following him around? They didn't believe anything could happen. See, they had heard about other things that had happened. Maybe even knew some people that got healed in these meetings. And so they followed him around. They said, yes, Lord. Verse 29. Then touched he their eyes and said, then according to my power.
No.
Yeah, but that's the question he asked them. Do you believe I'm able? It has to do with power, ability. Do you believe I'm able to do it? They said, yes. Then he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. You believe this happened?
Yes.
It's true. Jesus straightly charged them, see that no man know it. They didn't listen to that. They departed and spread abroad his fame in all that country. According to your faith, say it out loud, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, there are numerous scriptures that say the same thing. As you have believed, according to your faith. How many have read the scripture enough to know? Not just a couple of instances. They're repeatedly that the Lord emphasizes the individual's faith and say that that thing that happened, happened according to their faith or is about to happen according to what they're believing. The enemy has done his best. Sadly, he's been successful at hiding this truth, covering this up, because this is how you get miracles. They did. And we shouldn't assume. I would guess that these guys probably can't even read and write. And been to school? I doubt it. Certainly not Bible school. And there was no New Testament for them to read. What did they know? They had heard people were getting healed in Jesus' meetings. And that was enough for them to believe it could happen for them. And so then it did happen. And Jesus told them how it was going to happen. According to your faith. Now, men's doctrines and teachings have changed this into according to the will of God, according to God's plan, according to God's timing. That's what's been preached instead of this. Go with me to Mark, the 9th chapter, please, as well. That was Matthew 9. Let's go to Mark 9. Mark 9. This is the story in verse 14 of a man that came and brought his son to the disciples. And he was having seizures, problems, disrupting the family, awful. And verse 18, after Jesus came from the mount, the man came and said, I brought him to your disciples to cast him out, and they could not. So Jesus' own staff, his own crusade team, if you will, had prayed for this boy, tried to minister to this boy with no results. Does that prove it wasn't for them? Well, obviously not. A few verses later. Just because somebody prayed and something didn't happen does not mean it wasn't the will of God. It just means for whatever reason they didn't receive. And verse 19, Jesus answered and said, what? Oh, faithless generation. Now see, he's just been in the glory up on the mount. And he comes back into this. There's an uproar. There's controversy. The man's upset. The disciples are upset. The crowd's upset. And how does he describe the whole thing? Faithless. And he branches out from this group. Generation. That's the whole group of folks on the planet at this time. Oh, what? What does Jesus identify as the big problem? Faithlessness. Faithlessness. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer or put up with you? Bring him to me. Oh, friends, when men fail, you can still bring it to Jesus. Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming, went into one of these seizures right there in front of Jesus. So if some kind of wrong thing happens in front of you, don't be too shocked. It happened in front of Jesus too. Right? And notice, Jesus then turns to the Father and asks him some questions while this boy is writhing around on the ground. In a seizure. Jesus was cool. Still is. You know why? Faith is cool. Under pressure, we which have believed do enter into rest. More upset you are, more faithless you are. He said, how long is it ago since this happened? He's asking him questions about their history. The boy's writhing around. And he said, well, since he's a child. And he said, and many times he cast him into the fire, into the waters, try to drown him, burn him up, destroy him. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you read it in some literal renderings, they put a play on the words, if you can. If you can, because that's what he said. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And if you read it the way they lay it out, as Jesus said, if you can, believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Somebody said out loud with me, believe.
Believe.
Why? All things are possible to him that believes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.